Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C., and you are listening with us this morning with Emerald Coast Coins. I'm joined by Steve. Steve, good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
I'm so excited to do our first show together. I know you've done this. You're an old
pro. I've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah. So tell me what brings Emerald Coast Coins to the Pensacola Expert Panel. What is your favorite part about doing the show?
Talking.
Hey, you and me both. That's perfect.
That, you know, we go over all kinds of things. You know, I mean, gold is at a high right now. It's over 1,900. It's never been that high ever. It's been that way for over a month now.
Wow.
And people have been taking advantage of it, and they've been unloading their coins, their jewelry. Anything's got gold in it, they've been bringing it in, and it's been keeping us on our toes.
Okay, so you're busy.
Yes.
And people can bring their maybe jewelry they're not wearing any longer. Mm. They bring that to you.
Yes.
And then what happens?
Well, you know, and then we test it, verify it, make sure it is what it is, and then we make them an offer on it. You know, and I mean, I don't buy it for the jewelry aspect. We just buy it purely for the gold aspect. If there's diamonds in it, we will, you know, factor in the diamonds in it, of course. And then we give them an offer, and if they like it, we work out the deal. And if not, then I tell them, well, go ahead and shop around, and 99% of the time, they come back.
They come back, yes. So,
and it's like I said, it's just been 31 August, end of the month, yeah, last month. I did an interview on Channel 3, you know, explaining why gold was so high. And they did a live broadcast at my store. And that day alone, we bought $35,000 just in jewelry.
Wow.
In 3 days, we bought over $70,000 in jewelry.
Wow. Just a few days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a month ago. I should say back the 1st of August. It was the 1st of August because, man, we got, and I mean, you know, the parking, I only have six chairs, waiting chairs out front, plus four at the counters. Everything was filled. The parking lot was packed all day long for a week straight. And I mean, we were working 12-hour days trying to keep up with it.
Wow. And how many people are on your team there?
Three. Well, four now. I just hired a new gentleman by the name of Jeff. I used to be stationed with his dad out at Corey Field many, many years ago. And he happened to come by while I was looking for, you know, needing help, and he said, I need a job. And I says, come on in, we'll talk. And he's been there 2 weeks now, 3 weeks, and he's doing quite well.
All right, congratulations.
He's picking up real quick on it, so.
Good job, Jeff.
Yeah, yep.
That's wonderful.
So, but, yeah, it's just been, you know, roller coaster ride. You know, gold and silver have not been this high since 2010, I think, was the last peak we had.
Wow.
So, it's been a while. And, you know, I've had people, you know, that have bought coins from me over the years. You know, we sell silver eagles, which is an American silver dollar, a modern American silver dollar that came out. And I had this one gentleman, and they come in what we call monster boxes. There's 500 ounces in a box.
Monster box.
Yeah.
All right.
And he bought two boxes from me in 2014, and then he decided, well, now was a good time to get rid of them. And he made $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 off the two boxes.
Wow.
In so 6 years.
Just from holding on to them
just
for a little
holding
while.
Holding on to it, yep.
And bringing them right back.
Yep.
So silver's high too, not just gold.
Yeah, yeah. Silver's up 27 and change right now, I believe. I looked at it before I left, but I didn't, you know, that was a little while ago. So I got a text from my daughter, says, I don't hear anything. So she tunes us in on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, the streaming.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I was saying.
We got to have your daughter listen in. What's her name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm glad to be hanging out with your dad today and talking about coins, Emerald Coast coins. And so one question I have is, with this coin shortage that's going on, do you see any fluctuation in the type of business you do, or is it different kind of coins?
Mine's different. Yeah, the coin shortage that's about is the The U.S. Mint was shut down for a while during COVID, of course, which delayed production of modern American change, you know. And so the banks are running low on it, you know, and in turn they're limiting what you can have, and, you know, they're looking for people to bring it in. And a lot of times when we have collections brought in, there's a lot of what I call modern stuff that's just spendable coins. And I say, you know, just spend it or take it to your bank and deposit it, you know. And the banks be glad to have it. I had one lady come in and says, well, my bank won't take it from me unless I roll it up. I says, look, they're looking for change, and then they're telling you to roll it up before you can bring it in. I said, I would have a long talk with them about that.
Right, maybe try a different bank.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I can understand. It's I won't go there. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox on that, you know.
Hey, that's all right. And I know now, like, even places, I don't pay with cash very often these days. So it hadn't really occurred to me, but people really need that exact change. I see it posted all over the place now.
I don't think it's as bad as what it was 4 weeks ago, shall we say.
Oh, okay, so it's getting better.
It's getting better, but I mean, you know, they're still limiting, you know, the bank's limiting customers how much change they can take. I, you know, businesses, I have a friend that has a liquor store over here, and they allow one roll per denomination, you know, dime, quarters, nickels, stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better, but it's you know, it's a cascading effect. Like I said, they were backed up, and now it's trying to get out, and I have no trouble. I got change and I take it to the bank all the time. They're grateful to have it.
I bet now is the perfect time.
Yeah, it is.
So
it is.
That's interesting. Yeah, if you don't have the little paper
wrappers,
you
know, my bank, you know, and I'll tell you what, I bank with Hancock Bank. Good bank.
Yeah,
I've been with them for 10 years. They treat me really well.
All right.
You know, of course, I'm a business account. I take it in, and I say, oh, we'll gladly take the change. You know, and we got a little bag in a store that it's called the bag, and we just throw modern change in it. When it gets full, we take it up there, and then they got these trays, and they count it out and put the money in my savings or give me the cash back, and I put it in a register or whatever.
There you go.
But, you know, and now that I know they're needing change, I try to get them as much as possible.
Oh, that is kind of you.
Well, it's you know, I get it all the time, so I'm never short of change in my store.
I was going to ask, so people come bring cash and change to mm-hmm. buy from your store.
Right.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, you know, you'll have to come by someday and visit.
I would love to.
Jeff said he was going to bring you by yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just to let you know. So you're supposed to come by yesterday and visit.
Oh, I missed the memo.
Yeah.
Well, I'm late, but I'll go.
Yeah, I think he kind of... I'll go see him afterwards.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk. We'll talk offline, Jeff.
But, yeah, you know, just, you know, so you can see the place and meet everybody. And of course, the dogs go to work with me every day. They've, you know, I have two. I have Sophie and Sugar. Sophie's the black and white Shih Tzu, and Sugar's the brown one, and Sophie's been going there since she was 8 weeks old.
Oh, she grew up there.
You know, that's the only thing she knows.
That's so cool.
And Sugar, I got Sugar when she was 6 months old. That's Sophie's sister. And, you know, and like I said, she's a show dog. You know, she had the big long flowing hair, big pom-pom on the top of her head and everything. And she had this little conceited attitude like, you know, I'm better than you. And she still has that attitude. But, I mean, you know, when I get up and ready to go and work in the morning, when it's 5:15 and I'm walking out the door, Sugar's right on my heels. She knows she's supposed to go. She pouts if I leave her at home.
Oh, poor girl. Yeah. She's ready to go.
She is. But, you know, all my customers, that's when I, where are the dogs at? You know, where are the dogs at? You know, I have a couple beds right up at the front of the store, which they sleep in those a lot. But, you know, they got a couple beds in the back, too. So, are the dogs here today? Yeah, they're here.
Oh, that's great. So. Well, now I'm definitely going to stop by.
Because everybody likes to visit the animals.
And so that's two of your four.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Duncan, I showed you a picture of Duncan. He's the long-haired shepherd, and he was a year old in April, and he's in his terrible twos right now. And like I said, he likes to pick on the other ones.
Mm-hmm. So he's not really ready.
He'll be at the store tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Friday, right? Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. He'll be at the store tomorrow.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, well, you know, and we're an animal-friendly store. A lot of my customers come and bring their pets with them. You know, it's no big deal.
Hey, now that sounds like a doggy play date waiting to happen.
Yeah, yep.
Your Duncan guy and my Daisy. Daisy's a golden retriever.
Oh, he'd have fun because he has nobody to play with, you know.
Oh, hey, we might have a match made in heaven here then. My poor girl, she's not poor. She's on the couch or the bed all day, every day. She's pretty well.
He hasn't learned how to get on the couch yet. We haven't let him yet. We'll be sitting on the couch, and he's a big dog, and he comes up, and he plops right on you and puts his head in your lap and looks at you.
Yes.
And, you know, but he hasn't learned how to get all the way up yet, and we're not letting him yet, and he doesn't get in the bed yet either, so.
Hey, and if you've made it this long, a yeah. whole year, that's pretty good.
And he's a good dog. He's a well-behaved dog. That's why I bring him to the store.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one time that he ever got upset with a customer.
Uh-oh.
Well, a guy came in with a motorcycle helmet on, and it scared the heck out of him.
Oh,
he just
poor guy.
Ripped loose. I told the guy, take your helmet. Oh, as soon as he did, he calmed down.
Isn't that funny? Like some dogs, if you have a hat on, they're yeah. like, who are you?
And we had one guy come in, though, that just, and he tensed up when this guy walked in.
Mm.
And then the other guy at the end of the counter noticed it. Well, he's a retired deputy, and he says, he noticed it too. And so he just kind of kept an eye on things, you know, but dogs have strange ways of doing things, so.
It's true. Sometimes I trust my dog's judgment more than my own. Like, is this a nice person to approach at the park, yeah. you tell
if,
me.
If I could just teach him to tell me if it's real gold or not when it comes in, you know, I haven't taught him that part
That's
yet.
That's probably next,
yeah,
right? That's
yeah, we're working on that, you know, so.
2021 goals.
Yeah, yep, exactly. But now, you know, I said we got another one home. She's going to be 16 years old. She's a rescue.
The best.
Yeah, yeah. She was badly abused when we got her. I mean, the first 6 months we had her, when I walked in the house, she went and hid.
You know,
so that tells me a guy was probably the one, because she's not, the women she didn't mind. And she's, when I had her at the store sometimes, she would come up and she would hide when people walked in. But now she's more sociable. And one day she was walking around the base of the counter, licking up everything around the counter, the dust and everything. And one of my customers looked at it and he says, that dog was starved at one time.
Oh, she's still, you know, got a little bit of trauma going on.
Yep, yep. That was a few years, but she's better now. She's, like I said, she's 16, and I'll show you a picture of her later. She's come a long way, so.
And what's her name?
Her name is, we call her Lily. It's short for Little E, if you know who Little E is.
Little E.
You don't follow NASCAR.
I do not. I'll have to Google that one.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well,
everybody knows that name.
Yes.
They call him Lil E. You know? Oh. So we call her Lil E, but it just turned into Lily.
Lily.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Hey, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That it's short for something. So if we see Lil E.
Yeah.
Out roaming around.
Yeah. Let's see what else been going on. Other fact that the medals, I haven't even looked at the medals. Let's see, what are the medals doing today? I haven't looked since I was at the store and I've been running around and unloading some gold that I bought last month so I could actually have money in the bank again, which is really nice to have.
Nice to have. I would think everyone would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you check this, where do you check this?
Oh, I check it. I go to Kitco. That's a website, kitco.com.
Kitco.
And you know, it's a live stream pretty much. Like Seed Shows gold at $19.33 right now. It's down $9.70 from yesterday. Silver's at $26.67. It's down 76 cents, so.
And so when you check, this once a day?
Oh, no. I watch it live. And when someone comes in, I pull up the price of gold and silver when they come in. And that's why I tell everybody, you know, it's based on when you walk in the door is what I pay.
Mm.
You know, because I say, well, what are you paying? I say, I'll pay this right now. What's silver? And I tell them. And then they say, okay. And they get in here and say, well, okay, it should be this much. Well, no, silver dropped when you know, since you called me, or it's gone up and you get more, you know, it's either, it goes both ways. You know, if it goes up, they get more. If it goes down, they get a little less.
Sure.
But, you know, and it's relatively insignificant in quantities, you know. I mean, you know, I just had this one gentleman come and say, I want to buy $20,000 worth of silver.
Wow.
Yeah, so I said, what kind? He told me, I said, I don't have that much. So we'll figure out what we got and let you know. So, you know, people are invested in it because, you know, rumor is, you know, it's going to drop a little more, then it's going to take off again like it did back in 2010. In 2010, silver got up to almost $50.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're, you know, just barely halfway there right now.
And so when people are coming in to see you at Emerald Coast Coins, do you buy and sell other collectibles outside of, like, gold and silver coins?
Oh, yeah, we do old currency, you know, the old paper money. We like that stuff for sure. There's a lot of history in the old paper money, and some of the artwork and some of the older paper money is even more fascinating to look at. We buy foreign coins. Most foreign coins, especially the obsolete stuff, we literally buy by the pound because you can't exchange it. And even a lot of the modern stuff, you can't exchange it because it's cost prohibitive to ship it back to the country it came from to exchange it.
Mm.
You know, so we buy it at a reduced rate for that kind of stuff. And so it's And then we have people collect foreign coins. So we have a junk box, I call it. It's probably got 60 pounds of foreign coins in it right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I might have some like Canadian quarters floating around I could throw in your junk box. Yeah,
they're worth money up in Canada. Actually, I don't even think Canada uses much of anything in the way of coinage now.
Oh, have they changed that?
Yeah, they've changed a lot. They don't do pennies anymore. Mm-hmm. And they don't do dollar bills anymore.
Oh,
they got
okay.
dollar coins, yeah. And they actually use them. Not like us. We make them and throw them in a vault and store them.
Yeah, you know, that is very true. I have not noticed people throwing down any, like the gold. There was a gold dollar.
The golden dollar. Yeah, they're not really gold. The material that they're made of gives them that golden tint, shall we say.
Oh,
it's a composition of metals that makes it look that color. I had the first time I had a lady come in with a store, and this was years and years ago. And I said, what do you give me for that? I said, I'll give you a dollar. You're trying to rip me off. This is gold. No. It's just a coin. It's nothing special, and it's not gold. And we have a gold tester now I can show everybody, and it's an electronic machine, and show you what a gold coin tests like and a fake one tests like.
Okay, so you can just right there, like, you don't have to trust my expertise, which is significant. I'll show you right here.
Yeah, and I get a lot of that, too, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, and, you know, one of the things I harp on to everybody, they go on the internet to look at prices for stuff, and they get on Etsy.
Mm.
Go look at coins on Etsy sometime, and they're horrendously priced, outrageously priced. And I get them all the time. I saw this penny on Etsy, and they want $10,000 for it, and I got three of them. You buy them from me?
Mm.
Sure, I'll buy them from you. How much you give me for them? 2 cents a piece? Mm. Sell them to that person.
Right, yeah, sell them right back over there. Yeah, go where you can get that.
Yeah, they won't get that for it. You know, it's just people that are preying on uneducated people when it comes to the area of the coin collecting. And I mean, it's just, God, there's these shows on TV where they're selling coins all the time, and they're so overpriced.
Mm.
And I tell everybody, please shop around. I say, you don't have to come to me. Visit anybody in town that sells coins or gold and silver. Check with us first before you buy off TV, because you're going to pay so much more. Or they do this, I don't want to say bait and switch, but they give you this deal, it's too good to be true. And then when you start buying, they try to upsell you.
Oh, yeah. They get you in the door.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Hmm.
I mean, I flew down to Orlando. I was going down there for coin shorts, and the guy sitting next to me, he says, I used to sell gold and silver over, you know, we'd sell it over the phone. I said, yeah. He says, yeah. He says, our job was to talk them into buying as much as they could and the more expensive stuff, and we got 20% of what we sold for upselling them.
Wow.
Yeah.
There it is.
That company's no longer around.
Oh, my gosh. You don't say.
Yeah,
with
imagine
those kind
that.
Of business practices.
I know. So, you know, it's... The old adage, if it's too good to be true, it usually is.
Probably,
you know,
is.
So be safe. And like I said, check around here local. Keep your money local.
Yes. Yes, right? We support each other. Support
yes.
your local.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't have to be me. I'm not the only game in town, but I prefer I be the one you come see.
Of course, the preferred game.
Yes.
But not the only one.
Correct.
So what about, I'm thinking I inherited some, like a large set of really nice silver flatware.
Yes.
Is that something
it's,
that you do?
It's, we buy it for the silver aspect mostly. That's, you know, nobody likes that stuff anymore.
I'm afraid to use it, to be honest.
Well, that you
got to
wash
it
by hand. You can't do it in a dishwasher. People
yes.
don't like the taste of it.
Yes.
And then you got to look and see who made it. If it's Rogers and Brothers or William Rogers or International Sterling, it's probably just plated.
I'm going to check when I get home. It's very old, so
yeah,
I don't know.
But they've
been
plating
around.
Stuff since 1800, so.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so that's not a new process.
Highly likely then. Well, that's good to know. So it's not something that, you know, I would come in and sell the china, sell the silver, that sort of thing.
Yeah, silver, yeah. You know, I had a lady that came in my store, and she had a set of china that she's trying to get rid of. It was a Noritake Occupied Japan 12-place setting china set. Nice set. She wanted, like, $3,000 for it. And I said, I'll put it on display. We'll see if someone buys it. It finally sold for $1,200.
Oh, you're kidding.
And that took probably 2 years to sell it.
A couple years.
Yeah.
I know those are things that, and you probably see this too, like things will come back into style and then they'll go back out again. And like you said, the timing, like when you walk in the door is what's going to determine.
My grandmother was the manager of the fine china department at Sears for 30 years. So we have china around my house and everybody else's house, I think.
So you got plenty.
Yes.
And you probably then have developed an eye for...
I don't pay attention. No, not in the least bit. God, we had Hummels everywhere, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, And yeah, because that's, you know, she worked in the China department at Sears forever and ever and ever.
That is too cool. That's a, do they even have a China department anymore?
I don't know. I don't know if they have a Sears anymore.
Sears anymore. Yeah. Oh, it's so true.
That's true. Yeah, it's BJ's now.
Right. That's right. Right here at home. It's changed over.
I kind of remember where Best Buy is. Used to be Montgomery Ward's.
I've heard about that. I haven't been in Pensacola long enough to have seen all of the different changes, but I think it's Old Time Pottery. My boyfriend still calls it Toys R Us.
Yep.
Oh, that was somewhere else. He said, not before.
No, yeah.
You have to tell me these things.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I can. Yeah. I was in the Navy for 20 years, so I moved around a lot. And I'm from Texas, and I talk a lot about Texas. I go to Texas a lot. San Antonio particularly, because that's the nicest part of the state.
I agree. I love San Antonio. Oh, you've been there? I have been there. Love the Riverwalk.
Yep.
Really cool city.
It is. And it's well thought out, you know?
Yes.
And I have some ideas for this place, but we won't go there.
Hey, we can talk about that in another time. Yeah. We got some good stuff. Yeah.
But, it's, you know, San Antonio is a nice place. It really is. And there's so much to do there, you know? And, I mean, they got a world-class zoo there. And,
yes.
You know, and like I said, the Riverwalk is just fantastic. Have you ever taken one of those little tours in the boats down there? They give you the history of the Riverwalk and how it was developed and all that stuff.
I'm going to have to do that next time. We walked and ate, and we swung by the Alamo.
Well, you come right out by the Alamo. You got to go by.
The Alamo. We did not forget the Alamo.
No. I had when I was stationed in Scotland, and a buddy of mine was, he'd gone to school at Lackland there. There's dog handler school in Lackland Air Force Base. And, we were talking about the Alamo. He says, man, I never saw the Alamo. So I have pictures that I took. This is back in the 70s when I was on top of the tower looking down at the Alamo. And I'm showing these pictures, you know. And I show him. I says, you see this picture right here? You see a building right there? He goes, yes, that's Alamo. That's Alamo? What's it doing there? I thought it was out in the middle of the sticks. Well, you know. 1836 it was.
Right. That's very true.
Yeah, and the movies they made, you know, those are made of the replica they built out in Seguin, which is just east of San Antonio.
Oh, that's right. Out there we did some work out there, past job with the Shirt Cibolo and the school districts there. Great schools. People.
Yeah, well, you know, see the Alamos, you know, they got the Mission Trail they call in. There's Espada, Concepcion, San Jose, the Alamo, and there's one I always miss. There's one in between I keep forgetting, but I took a buddy of mine from Lake Charles, a guy I do a lot of business with. We went there for a football game. That's just before the AFL folded. I was the season ticket holder for the San Antonio Commanders, you know, and we get there on that weekend, and that's when it collapsed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. So I played tour guide for him all over, you know, the city, and you know, I took him that, you know, because the first, I think it's Espada's the first mission down there, and they got the only working aquifer in the country is right there from the 1800s, and it still works today.
Oh, that's quite a claim to fame. Yeah. That's cool.
Now the little thing, the water flows down the trenches and everything, it still works today. They still use it today.
Wow. Quality
not
work.
Not aquifer. I can't think of the word. I'm using the wrong word, I'm pretty sure. But
maybe aqueduct?
There we go. That's that's cool. I had the aqua part right, the water part right.
It's the important part.
Aqueduct, that's what it is, yeah.
That's awesome. And how is your friend in Lake Charles?
He is working out of Shreveport right now.
Okay.
They survived. Everybody in his office survived with minor damage to most of the places. His house, he lives further north, and trees, he has a nice piece of property, these huge trees all around it. Every tree come down around his house. Nothing touched his house whatsoever.
Oh, thank goodness.
So he has his brother operates out of Shreveport, and he's a big dealer out of there. And I do a lot with Malcolm. I've been dealing with him for years and years and years. And he's just operating out of his brother's place because, you know, he's a big business. When I grow up, I want to be like him.
Oh, okay.
You know, he does quite a bit of money every year.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I'm glad he's not disrupted too much.
No, he's you know, matter of fact, I was so glad when he got back in business, because usually when I buy a lot of stuff, I will sell some stuff to him because I get too much of it and I ship it to him. So, you know, I had 2 weeks worth of gold and silver I'd been sitting on, and that's one of the reasons I was running low on cash too. And
oh, sure.
You know, I buy more than I sell across the counter. I sell a lot across the counter, but not near. I had one guy come in with $100,000 in gold coins one day, and that was before the hurricane, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's because you can offload some
I had the money that afternoon and told the guy to come back the next day. I wrote him a check, so come back the next day, I'll get you cashier's check.
How about that? That's great. Well, and I, you know, like, you're not a warehouse, right? You're not trying to
No. I'm not running a museum. I need to sell stuff to make money.
There you go. That's wonderful. Well, anything else that we
should come see us at 1811 Creighton Road, right there, just east of Lanier. That new, I call it a new stoplight at Lanier. It's been there for a while now.
I know the one you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it's 473-1515 is our number. Visit us at emicoscoins.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Steve. I enjoyed having you this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C., and we will be right back.
Thank you.